It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Here we are together again for another television visit. We've been talking a good deal about food lately, and so I found this book called Vegetables, and I'd like you to see it. Inside are pictures of lots of different vegetables. And as you look at these vegetables, you might just like to think of whether you've eaten them or whether you've seen them. This is a bean. It says bean down here. Here's a picture of a carrot. Did you ever eat a carrot? Lots of ways of cooking these and eating them. Corn. Eggplant. Real eggplant. Feels so good and so beautiful. Lettuce. Do you ever eat lettuce? What about parsnip? That's a parsnip. Do you ever taste a parsnip? Pepper. Radish. Radish is the last one. Did your mom or dad ever ask you to eat a vegetable you hadn't tasted before? Did you wish you didn't have to try it? Sometimes if you try just a little, you find you really like it. Different people like different things. You know, some people put a lot of vegetables together and make vegetable soup. If they don't know how, or they don't have time, they sometimes buy vegetable soup already made. I know a place where people make it and put it in cans and send it to stores for people to buy. And I'd like you to see that place and meet some of those people there. Mary Ellis is the general supervisor of soup products there, and she told me that she'd be waiting for us in the vegetable room. So I suggest that we just go to the vegetable soup factory now. Come along. This is the factory, and she told us to meet her in the vegetable room on the second floor. So let's just go on in. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Fred. Glad you could make it.
Thank you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This is Mary Ellis. So you're making vegetable soup today.
Yes, we are. I'd like to show you how we do it.
Good.
Before we get started, I've got some things for you to put on.
All right.
That's a hairnet.
Everybody wear one of these here?
In most areas of the factory, we do wear them.
Okay.
And a hat, so your head doesn't get bumped as we go on our tour.
Hard hat. All right.
And we're ready.
Fine. You've got celery here.
Yes. We get our vegetables from the farmers. Mm-hmm. Send it into us, and then we inspect it again. Would you like to see how we do that?
Sure. How do you do?
How do you do?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You're inspecting peas here, are you?
Yes, we are.
What is it that you do? Do you take out something?
I'm looking for shells, and all the peas have to be just right.
So you just take out the shells, and you want to be sure that all of the peas that you put in the soup are good, huh?
That's right.
You have to have good eyes for your work.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us look. Look at the peas coming along here. Oh, that looks like a waterfall. It's a pea fall. Look, it's a pea fall instead of a waterfall. All these vegetables. Oh, there's corn.
We have corn.
Corn.
Lima beans, green beans, and they all go into our vegetable soup. Would you like to see what we do with them?
I certainly would. What do you do next with them?
We cook them.
Cook
Let's
them.
Let's go see.
Okay.
This is where we're getting the vegetables ready to go into the soup. We weigh them up following a recipe.
Oh, you put so much of everything in it, that is?
Right.
Hi, I'm Fred Rogers.
Hi, I'm Joe Perkins.
Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
Thank you. What is this you're wearing?
It's my beard cover.
Oh, the beard cover.
Yes, sir.
Like we wear this
hair nets.
Yeah. I see.
What Joe's doing is weighing up each vegetable. Harry's weighed up the peas.
Uh-huh.
He's going to do the rest of the vegetables according to our recipe.
May we watch you?
Yes, you may.
Good.
Excuse me.
What's next? The beans.
Green beans. Putting in about 45 pounds of green beans.
45 pounds. How much vegetable soup is this going to make?
This is going to make a lot. We're talking about 5,000 cans.
Ah. There go the lima beans.
Lima beans.
And the corn.
The corn's next.
We'll finish up with the corn. Now we're ready to cook the soup. Would you like to go see it?
I would.
Let's go, right this way.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
This is where we cook the soup.
Cook the soup.
Right?
Hi.
Fred Rogers. This is Lawrence Woods.
Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
Thank you.
Lawrence is our cook here. He's in charge of the finished product before it gets filled into the can.
In charge of the finished product before it goes into the can, right? Now, the stuff that you put in here is what we saw being mixed.
Right. I put all the ingredients together.
I see. And all the vegetables are going to go in the...
Excuse me.
Empty them all in.
Hey, look at that. Look at all that mixing up there.
Lovely, isn't it? Isn't that nice?
Have you been cooking for a long time?
Yes, I have. I've been here 16 years, but I have been cooking ever since I was a little boy.
You started when you were very small,
When I was very small.
Bet you make good things.
I love cooking.
Well, since this has to cook another 15 minutes, why don't we go and see what happens after the soup is cooked?
Okay. Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
Thank you. You like to make soup yourself?
Oh, I sure do. I make lots of kinds at home.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What about when you were a little girl?
That's how I started in getting interested in food. I made lots of soup, helped Mom cook soup at home.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, that's why I have the job that I do now. I like working with food.
So that's really the roots of your profession.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Would you like to go see the soup being filled into cans?
Sure, where's that?
Okay, it's over in this department here, but it's a little bit noisy. But we can at least go look at it.
Good. Okay, Mary,
okay.
Let's go.
This is where the soup gets filled in to the cans.
Uh-huh.
Soup comes down from the kettle upstairs where we saw it, down through this pipe into the filling machine.
Oh, that machine's all filled with soup then?
Filled with soup, where it goes into the can. You see it here. You can see the soup here. As it's in the cans, comes down here where we put the lid on it. After the lid's put on, the soup travels down to the labeling department.
Could we see that too?
Sure. Let's go.
All right.
After the soup is filled into the cans, comes down here to the labeling department.
And this is where they put the labels on the cans?
Yes, they do.
What's this stuff here, Mary?
That's label paste.
Regular paste?
Paste, and that's what makes the label stick on the cans.
And what are all these people doing?
These people are making sure that every can has a label on it and that the labels are put on straight. After they're labeled, they come down here into the packing line where they're put in boxes and sent out to the store.
And that's where we see them.
Right. And here's the soup in boxes all ready to go out to the store.
And so this is what they get into, like this. My, there's soup everywhere you look here. Lots and lots of soup.
Takes a lot of people to make this soup.
That we've seen. And I've really enjoyed seeing it, Mary. I guess you'll want my hat and
yes.
My net back. Thank you very much for showing us around.
Well, thank you. Come again.
Wish you well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No, let's go back to my place. It takes so many people to grow and prepare the food of the world, doesn't it? That was very interesting. Let's have some make-believe. Trolley? Well, last time we pretended that the people of Northwood, that's the place where Old Goat lives, we pretended that they didn't have enough to eat. So everybody in the neighborhood of make-believe was going to have an all-out effort to grow a lot of food for those hungry people in Northwood. Well, let's pretend that there are gardens growing everywhere today. Different people are growing different things. And of course, it's all make-believe. Trolley?
Want a carrot, trolley? Machines don't need our kind of food, do they, old goat?
Nuh-uh.
You know, those speedy seeds really worked well.
Nuh-uh.
That's a good idea. If you plant some right away, well, you should have a very good crop by next week.
Nuh-uh.
And in the meantime, everyone in our neighborhood and all us all-outers will be happy to help.
Well, hello there, Hans. Isn't this a beautiful day and all?
And when I thought about it more than a minute or two, I thought, certainly no one will bring parsnips. So that's what I decided to put in my basket. What do you say to that?
Parsnips.
My. Well, that's just what I'd hoped, old goat. Now, some neighborhoods don't care for parsnips, but I'm very glad to know that you all love them in Northwood. I just think that Northwood must be a lovely place. Don't you think so, hon?
Well, yes, I do. It's just that right now they don't have enough food to make their hunger go away.
Well, hon, that's exactly the reason why I brought these parsnips.
Yes. Did you know that the platypuses are growing pumpkins?
Ma!
Yes, want to go over and see?
Ma!
Would you like to come with us, Mrs. Templeton?
Well, hon, I promised Lainey Fairchild that I'd come for a visit. She wanted some help with her pea picking, but I'll see you later, Horns.
Okay, well, just call on one of us all outers in case you need any extra help.
Oh, we will, hon. Ma! You're more than welcome, goat. You know what I mean, more than welcome. That's a silly thing to say. How could a person be more than welcome? Anyway, I just wanted you to know that those of us in Southwood are very glad to help those of you in Northwood, especially since you like parsnips and all. Well, okay then, Horns. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nah.
Oh, all right. All right, I'll see you there later and we can pick some pumpkins.
I'm glad I ran across you.
Me too. Have you been picking anything today?
No, but I'm going to soon. Maybe you can help me. I'm looking for some little vegetable cans, vegetable soup cans.
Vegetable soup cans?
Mm-hmm. We little tiny ones.
Well, there are lots of vegetables around here. You could make a soup with all of them.
No, I need the little cans, Lady Evelyn.
I'm afraid I can't help you with that. Oh, I guess the neighborhood store would probably have some.
The grocery store, sure. Thanks, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, you're welcome.
I don't know why I didn't think of that. So long.
Bye, Bob Dog. Oh, there's Daniel. Hi, Daniel.
Oh, hi. Can you come over, Lady Evelyn?
Yeah, for just a minute.
You're busy picking, are you?
Oh, yes. I'm going to be picking pumpkins next. What about you?
Well, I'm waiting for my vegetable soup to grow.
You're growing vegetable soup?
Yes. See here? I planted a can of vegetable soup, and it should be growing very soon.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure about that, Daniel.
Oh, but it would be easy to send to Northwood, and then they could use the cans anytime they wanted.
But I've never seen vegetable soup growing.
Well, now you're seeing it.
You mean you planted a little can right in the earth in this pot,
mm-hmm.
and you expect it will grow just like a speedy seed?
Yes, isn't that clever?
Well, yes, it is. It is a clever thought. In fact, well, Daniel, it's a very whimsical thought.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think it will work.
Well, Bob Dog thinks it's a very good idea, so we'll just wait and see.
Yes, but as time goes on, maybe we could talk about it some more, all right?
All right. Thanks for caring, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, I do care, Daniel.
See you later.
All right. I'm going to play inside now.
Have you been helping too?
I helped plant the pumpkin seeds, and now I'm helping to pick them.
Oh, they grew so fast.
I know, but Daniel's vegetable soup can isn't growing very fast.
Oh, you know about that.
Yes, I do. It's a good idea, if it works.
I just hope he's not going to be very disappointed.
He wants to help, just like all of us.
Yes. You're going to take all the food to Northwood on a sailboat?
Ma.
Where is your boat?
Ma.
Maybe we should take some of these over there.
Good idea. Did you say behind the castle?
Ma. Ma. Ma.
What did he say, Anna?
He said that Bob Dog was over at Daniel's tree. He meant over at Daniel's clock.
Oh, yes.
Daniel. Daniel Tiger.
Oh, hi, Bob Dog.
Oh, hi, Daniel. Look what grew.
What grew? Oh, it did grow. My vegetable soup plant did grow. Oh, boy, isn't that great. Mm-hmm. You told me it would, Bob Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad.
You really like it, don't you?
Oh, I do, I do. And some people told me it wouldn't work.
They did?
Yes, and they said they hoped I wouldn't be disappointed if it didn't.
Uh-huh. Who were they?
Oh, Anna and Lady Aberlin. But I'll show them.
Yeah.
Now, will you help me with something?
Well, sure. What do you want me to do, Daniel?
It's really going to be wonderful. I want to plant each one of these little cans, and we'll have that many more trees. And then I'll get more big cans and plant them, and we'll have a whole garden of trees and get lots of cans of soup every day for this neighborhood and any other neighborhood that needs them.
Cans every day?
Hmm? Oh, sure. If we can grow vegetable soup right in the cans, we've really discovered something very important, don't you understand?
Yeah, I'm beginning to understand.
All right. Will you help me?
Well, yeah, a little later on, though, Daniel, because I got to go help Lady Aberlin and Anna and Old Goat. They're loading up Old Goat's boat to take what we've picked to Northwood, you know. But I'll be back.
Well, here, take one of these little ones to go right away to Northwood, and then I'll plant the rest.
Okay, then.
Oh, my. Thank you, Bob Dog. Thank you. What fun this is. And tell everyone it's working, will you?
Oh.
They can come and see the vegetable soup growing.
Okay, Daniel.
Hi, Bob Dog.
Hi. Yeah, I know. I'm not really sure I did the right thing back there, Trolley. Yes, I hope so.
What do you think might happen if Daniel plants those little vegetable soup cans? Do you think that Bob Dog will have to tell Daniel sometime that cans aren't things that grow? Cans aren't like seeds. They don't grow, do they? Poor Daniel didn't understand. We'll think more about that next time. Here's your special food, fish. Even though it's sometimes very hard, most people like to know the truth about things. I like to be told when you're going away,
when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told, if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt. I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told, I like to be told. Even if it's something disappointing, it's still better to know the truth, because people can deal with disappointment. And once they've done that, they can feel that they've really grown. And that can be such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have lots of things to talk about, don't we? Every day we think of things that we want to tell each other. I like having our television visits together. And I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.